Good morning. So we have this headline that Facebook has been valued by Goldman Sachs at $50 billion. And even in Wall Street, where they deal with billions all the time, that it's raising eyebrows, shall
well,
we say.
It's completely arbitrary. Basically, they're sort of calculating, all right, if we give this many shares to this investor dude at this price, then all the outstanding shares add up to $50 billion. It's basically pulling, like, you know.
Right.
It's pulling
but
it out
on
of
that on that it's not nothing.
Big number.
Facebook has then raised money from Goldman Sachs and a Russian investor that $500 million for Facebook, and the paper, the New York Times, citing some unnamed sources, says the terms of the deal implied a value for Facebook of just over $50 billion. We're joining us now is Dennis Hallett, a contributing writer to ZDNet. He published an article today about the Facebook valuation. And Dennis, as I understand, you are assuming that a Facebook IPO is coming sometime within the next 2 years or so, and that this is helping Goldman make money off the deal?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, it's been widely said that they would expect to IPO somewhere around about 2012. We're right at the beginning of 2011, so the timing would appear to be right. And if you crunch the numbers, and if Goldman have got it right at $50 billion, then they stand to pocket $2.8 billion in the process.
Right, but I mean, there's the argument that I mean, first of all, Facebook has said they're not going to go public, and they clearly don't have any need for capital. They've got lots of options for liquidity there. So this one could argue that this particular deal with Goldman Sachs and this Russian investor makes a Facebook IPO less likely.
Well, you have to balance that against the fact that part of the deal involves Goldman creating $1.5 billion fund for its own rich list investors. Well, why would they do that? How are they going to ring fence that such that they can keep within SEC rules to keep the business private? It doesn't look tenable to me.
So they've got some sort of hedge fund that implies that Facebook eventually will go public so everyone can make money on their deal. I guess I'm more interested in this Russian investor. It appears that it's Yuri Milner who's in this Goldman deal. What's Milner's game? He's already one of the biggest investors, not only in Facebook, but in the entire digital media space.
Well, one can only assume that they're going to be looking to cash out at some point. And it would make sense to bolster the existing investment for that purpose and perhaps act as a conduit for investors coming from countries other than the U.S., perhaps.
But do you think Milner wants control over these media companies, or does he just want to make money and get out?
I can't really comment on that. But, I mean, the numbers that we're talking about are so huge that it would strike me that cashing out makes a lot of sense, and especially given the kind of economic conditions that we're seeing generally for 2012. But, I mean, that's purely speculative on my part.
The other question, Dennis Hallett, for me, is that there's currently an SEC inquiry into the secondary market trading of shares. And I'm wondering if you think that Goldman Sachs and Facebook are dancing on the line here. Should Facebook issue an IPO sometime in the next year or two, is the SEC going to be looking back at this deal with Goldman?
Well, they'll be looking at it anyway, because this has created conditions that we've seen before. We saw this with Microsoft back in the day. We saw this with Google back in the day, where there was so much activity going on around these companies that they had to go public in the end. So, you know, regardless of whether Goldman makes this special purpose vehicle work or whether it simply becomes a trigger, if you will, for an IPO, they end up winning. So, you know, what do they care?
All right. Well, Dennis, let's go back to this whole question of what is Facebook worth? Facebook, as I understand it, is still not turning a profit. So how do you value this company legitimately?
Well, it depends on how you want to crunch the numbers. And, of course, all of us who look at this end up speculating as to whether Facebook's making money or not. Now, on the basis of the numbers that I've done, and they are very rough and ready, and the fact that they seem to be ballooning on revenue, and yet they still have a very, very small employee number count compared with other similar companies, I reckon they are making money. I reckon they're making money in spades.
And you think that perhaps Goldman's the bankers at Goldman Sachs have had a private peek at Zuckerberg's books?
They would have to. They would have to. That would be the only way that they could come to any sensible valuation at all.
So do you think that $50 billion is a sensible valuation?
No. Monetizing 500 million users at $100 a piece sounds rich to me. It sounds a lot richer than any other media property that I can think of. So, but even so, they must be calculating that there's future explosive growth, both on the numbers side from the number of people that are coming into Facebook,
and
the amount of revenue that they can draw.
Except, Dennis, I mean, is it really that outrageous? Can you expect from those 500 million users $100 worth of, say, advertising over the course of 5 years?
Very hard to say.
He's not that sane. So, Dennis Howlett, are you going to give us your figure? I mean, would you put a value on Facebook of what?
I'm not an investment banker. I simply analyze the numbers and try and make sense of them.
Oh, but would you want to be on Goldman Sachs' calling card? You want to be one of their private investors?
I wouldn't mind.
Dennis Howlett, contributing writer to ZDNet, skeptical about the $50 billion price tag on Facebook, but still willing to invest given the chance. Although, I should say, Facebook is not an IPO, and they've said they will not issue an IPO. We'll see what happens. Dennis Howlett, thanks so much.
You're welcome.